Okay, this is the English program, folks. Yes, we're broadcasting from Liverpool, but doesn't stop us from seeing what's going on in London. Lots of things, as always. Listen to this, hang on. Can you hear that? It's a squeaky table when I sort of lean on it with my elbow. Makes a rather strange noise. Oh, yes. Anyway, where were we? Right, it's the news and info from the official Greater London Authority website, the GLA. Their address is london.gov.uk. Go to the media section, which is what we've done here. It says here, Mayor recognises London's unsung heroes. The Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, is calling on Londoners to help him to uncover some of the capital's unsung heroes. More than 70% of Londoners volunteer their time and energy at least once a year, and the Mayor wants to publicly recognise this goodwill, which plays a valuable part in helping to transform the city and improve local communities. Londoners are being asked to nominate those who give up their time to help others to become a Team London Star. I quite like the sound of that. I don't live in London, though, so I can't be nominated. Oh, dear. Never mind. Well, maybe in the future. So that's going on. What else is going on? The Mayor champions the capital's innovative manufacturers. The Mayor of London championed, that was on the 2nd of June, the capital's manufacturers as he visited two world-renowned London-based firms making a vital contribution to the city's economy. Boris Johnson highlighted the importance of nurturing London's business and talented entrepreneurs. During visits to award-winning brewery Fuller Smith and Turner of Chiswick and iconic bicycle firm Bromptons. Sounds like a kid's program. Bromptons. Where's the baker gone? Oh, he's gone to Bromptons again. New report highlights a need for improved debt advice services in London. A series of recommendations. It's better to improve debt advice services and help Londoners struggling with their finances were set out today in a report on June the 1st by the London Debt Strategy Board. The board was established by Deputy Mayor Richard Barnes in 2009 as a direct response to the recession. For the first time, it brought together a range of relevant agencies with the aim of exploiting how the capital's debt services and advice provisions could be improved. So more info there, once again, london.gov.uk. And we do one final story here. London to get dressed for 2012 games. Well, I do hope so. I hope they don't all turn up in their pyjamas. How embarrassing that would be. Every corner of the capital will be able to bring to life the excitement and celebration of the 2012 games by dressing up its high streets, squares and public spaces in the official colours and branding of London 2012. The Mayor of London, Boris Johnson, has announced today, as the 31st of May, that he is giving each London borough £50,000, wow, gosh, to decorate their key areas with flags, banners and bunting. Get an awful lot of flags from the pound shop with £50,000, enabling them to spread the look and feel of London 2012 across the capital. This is the English programme. Your comments on any of the stories mentioned in this podcast can be left, as always, on our little Twitter page, twitter.com/EnglishRadio. Don't forget our blog, EnglishRadio.blogspot.com. Thanks for listening.